Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue, Vice President of Corporate Brokerages for the Western Region for HomeSmart.
And we are so excited about our topic today and our special guest. He's been a colleague of mine in the real estate industry for too many years than either of us want to admit, because that would give away our age. But Scott Mullen from Black Knight Financial Services is here with us today. Say hello to everyone, Scott.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here today.
Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. And our topic today is all about targeting the right homeowner wherever they are. And there's some really unique solutions that you're going to show and talk about today. And one of the things that really stands out to me is this is a single-use type solution, meaning if you want to get 20 names in an area to target, you can just go get those 20 names, and we're going to show you all how to do that. But the bottom line is right now, let's talk about our economy, the market, where we're at. Listings, inventory are way down.
Way down.
Inventory is way down.
Yeah.
Listings are down. Listings are hard to come by.
Yep.
Everyone is competing for listings. So when you're talking about targeting the right homeowner, there's two approaches. One approach is a blast approach.
Mm-hmm.
We have some solutions we're going to talk about today that will help you do that. Talking large quantities of homeowners. Then there's the other approach, which is a rifle approach. More of a hone in on, I only want to talk to people that own their homes free and clear in this specific neighborhood.
Yep.
Who meet some other criteria.
So without offending anybody, what we're talking about, the two different strategies, is basically carpet bombing versus a sniper.
You got it.
And so who do you want to be? Yeah. And we're really going to nerd out today.
Yeah.
We're going to drill down so deep. So those of you listening to us, if you're just looking for some easy solution today and you're looking for a Band-Aid to fix your business, click us off right now, because this is not what we're going to do. We're going to drill down and help you prospect. We're going to drill down and help you generate leads by being very specific.
I'm going to challenge you on that one a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Because of how easy this is to use. I think that somebody Scott might have opinion on that too. It's just so easy if you literally, your own neighborhood that you live in, you want to target your neighbors, a couple clicks and you can target them. Now we are going to nerd out.
That's true. It
We're
is easy.
Deep,
it is easy.
It's easy and fast.
And that's why you tune in here, because Todd and I don't always agree.
That's right.
But we agree to disagree. No matter what, it's going to be a great episode. And so, Scott, we want to turn you loose here.
Yeah.
And talk about what you've got. But it's for those of you who are wanting to generate leads,
This is the podcast for you. And Scott, tell us a little bit about Black Knight Financial Services real quick, and how this data is so credible, because, what does Black Knight do? How do you, and this Sitex Pro, which is what we're going to talk about today, talk a little bit about it so they understand the credibility and the power behind it.
Absolutely. And thank you again for having me on. So Black Knight, we're a publicly traded company. We really do a lot of business in the MLS space, broker space, but even more so in the mortgage space and working with our lenders. So a couple of stats. There are two companies in America that go out and get every homeowner's data from the county. It's Black Knight, and then there's another company. And pretty much everyone buys it from one of us, and I believe we sell the most. So we have 99.9% coverage of every homeowner in our database. And what Sitex Pro does is it searches our database, and we've added some unique filters that allows you to do that targeted marketing that I'll show you.
Wow. That's amazing. Right now we started with talking about listings. And listings are just so hard to come by. Can you just dig into that right away and give some concepts of how to target certain sellers, how to win particular listings, maybe even how to supplement some of your other marketing tactics that you're doing, which we'll talk about a couple ideas for those. So again, you're going to want to stick around to hear those ideas as well. But dig in. Let's talk about targeting those sellers.
Okay, so in today's market, it's tough, right? The environment's tough. Interest rates aren't helping. I'm a homeowner. I got a low interest rate and a lot of equity, and I got to make that decision. And so for me to get off the boat, because I do want to move, I'm going to need to be sold. But you also need to know who you're dealing with. In any sales position that I've had, you need to understand the customer and you need to understand the circumstances to actually know how to approach them. And you do this in your sales approach once you meet them. So what CyDex Pro allows you to do, it allows you to target homeowners in a geographical area as big as you want or as small as you want, and identify where they are right now with their home, in their life stage. And those are the things that give you openings to discuss, have a different discussion rather than a just listed, just sold. Hey, are you thinking about selling? It's much, much more than that. You may be an empty nester. Are you in that big house? Kids are gone. Do you need to move down? Right. If you're an all cash buyer, that's a different conversation you'll have with that client. Are you in distress, right? Having hard times and you need some help with your home. That's a different discussion you would have with the seller as well. So what CyDex Pro allows you to do is identify in the markets you want to look at each of those different groups. And we got many groups we'll give you examples of. So you can do one, create marketing that's specific to their situation in their life right now. That creates the engagement. And then also when you have that discussion with them, you know the basis of discussion. I need the smaller house, kids are gone. I don't like my house and I got tons of equity. I want something better. Whatever the situation is, that puts you in a better position to service their needs and approach them with that. So with that, do you want me to go ahead and share my screen and run through a couple searches?
Yeah, if you can, and real quick also before you start doing some of the searches, but go ahead, share your screen, get started.
Okay.
Rich and I both set the stage here a little bit. You got mass marketing and you have hyper targeting marketing. And I have down written down on my notes here, like mass marketing is like say 4,000 names, 2,000 names, in an area. They all might meet the same criteria, but it's a large volume of names.
Right. And
Hyper
if we aren't
targeting.
the agent who
Right.
has been doing that by mailing 10,000 postcards into a neighborhood,
Right.
for years and years, then we know an agent who's been doing that.
Sure.
That's
Right.
the mass marketing.
It
Yep.
is. It is.
Is it effective?
It is.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
And you can get that data even if you wanted to target mass n larger numbers of people who own 50% of their homes. Some of the searches that we did still came up with large numbers,
Right.
right? But then if you want to hone it down and be more specific and add this criteria, add that criteria, you can get it down to 140 people. But there's 140 people that are very targeted. So that's the concept I want you to think about while Scott's walking you through this and doing some searches. Often the first sets of criteria you put in the numbers pretty big, and then you keep honing it down,
Right,
or you
right.
can stop honing it and take the list from there. But if you want to hone it down, you can. So write these words down, mass targeting, hyper targeting, or volume marketing is a better word because you're
Right,
still
yeah.
targeting people at a
Sure.
larger volume.
Yeah.
Volume marketing or hyper targeting. Anyway, Scott, I don't want to speak for you, and here I am talking the whole time. Take it away.
No, all good. So for those who can't see my screen, I'll walk through this, and I believe we're going to have a video link on the podcast so you can actually see this in a Vimeo video. So what we have on our screen is I have my zip code in Northern California, 94513, and I can see there are 23,000 homes. What CyDex Pro initially does for you, it's going to give you these quick links. And I know it's pretty small, so if I want to search homeowners with equity, move-up buyers, those who are maybe in their 25 to 35, they have a 3-bedroom but 5 kids, they need a bigger house, try to target them. Empty nesters, distressed and negative equity homeowners, absentee owners, a lot of people are going after investors right now, or all cash buyers, they have no loan. And with CyDex Pro, it makes it very easy for you. If I click empty nesters, on the right, you'll see in my zip code that I go down from 23,500, brings it down to 2,304. And of course, this is the entire zip code. So it's a very, very large area. It brings it down to 10%. But it does the
So,
search. Yeah, go ahead.
Scott, real quick, just earlier we were having the little debate about fast and easy to use. Right there was a perfect example. Those seven or eight different types of reports are already preset. You're starting with a large number, 23,000. You clicked on one of the sets of criteria and it honed into 2,300 in one click.
Yeah, 100%.
That's pretty easy.
It is easy. The search brings it down. Okay, we're looking for homes with a minimum of 2,000 square feet, right? It's empty nesters, big house, no kids. I need something more manageable. And then it brings in all the property types and you can adjust, right? An empty nester is not going to move from a condo. Maybe they're not going to move from a townhouse. So you can edit these, refine them as you need to. It's looking for owner occupied, of course, right? Because we're looking to get them to move. Homeowners who have bought their house before 2016, again, you can adjust that number. These homeowners also have to have 30% equity. They have equity to roll into the next house, and they have to be a minimum of 55. But of course, with, as you'll see as I do another search, you can edit these and even bring it down even further so you can get that amount you need. So these searches are very easy out of the box.
And then the overall concept, just walking through from end to end, is you now have 2,300 names that if you wanted to, you could download that list. And you would have those 2,300 names and whatever the criteria is that, or the contact information that search already has set up, right? And we're going to show you how you can fine tune that more later, but that's the
concept.
Well,
you have names. Addresses,
yes. Yep.
Obviously,
yeah.
And on many you have email addresses and phone numbers, and the important thing is with the phone numbers is they've already been scrubbed from the Do Not Call registry.
That's correct. So up here I can go
Very
to other.
Very important to know.
Yeah, go to other. I select phone numbers. We do scrub it against the Do Not Call monthly. I can add that in. So now that 2,300 became 797. Right, a much lower manageable number if I want to do a call campaign. You can even specify if you want cell phone only if you're running an SMS marketing campaign as well. And
SMS
to buy it,
texting.
Texting, thank you.
Yep.
We're geeking out already. So,
I know that there's one geek listening to this. And so would you click the cell phone only and see what that number is?
Yep.
I'm going to guess and say 300 and some.
Yeah, I'm going to remove what I have.
Just because I like playing.
It only went down by 200. It's still 581.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
Look
a lot
that.
Of targets. A lot of targets. And it's really easy to buy. I hit next. And again, this is free. You can sign up for an account for free. You don't pay until you buy something. There's no monthly, no contract. Just use it as you need it. So what we can see here is you will get an Excel spreadsheet that looks like this. So you get their name, address, information. We don't show phone numbers, even though we asked for it, but you get all the information you search for is here. And very useful things like percentage of equity. Personally, if I'm marketing, I'm gonna start with the person with 95% equity before I call the person with 39. So because it's in Excel, you can sort and really stack your list in the order that you want it to go. But we're going to give you everything. Owner's name, their mailing address. They're all owner occupied, so it won't be different.
Wow.
And everything else. All in a spreadsheet if you want to do labels, whatever you need to do.
Talk about hyper-targeting. You know each individual person, how much equity they have.
Yeah, 100%.
Pretty cool, huh?
I mean, if you want to get real granular, you can get real
granular.
You really
granular. Can. Yeah.
Well, you have to know they're in a position to move, right? And
right.
We only want to spend our marketing dollars and times if that person has the ability to move. It's a waste of money to do otherwise, right? This is why we're doing the sniper approach.
Right, but in this particular case, we're looking at $220.78 for roughly 600 names,
yep.
590-some names with mobile phone numbers that have X amount of equity or that are the pre-done list of the... Empty nesters?
Yeah.
Empty
nesters.
I mean,
this is a great list.
I've never seen the ability to like target different lists like this before. So it's really powerful. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm we say you get rich up. In the niches. and I mean, the old school way is to carpet bomb and to send a postcard, a generic postcard, just listed, just sold, or I'm the best there's ever been in the area, right? And this is hyper-focused, going after a specific psychographic, if you will, for your clients. And so you're attempting to fill a need or anticipate their needs because of where they are in their life.
Well, and Nishika Green, who we work with, she does a class sometimes for us called There's Riches in the Niches.
There right? we go.
And you know, by honing in on certain things, and imagine if all of a sudden you started to do 20 deals for empty nesters, you really could create a niche market for yourself by honing in on that. But anyway, Scott, again, going to try to shut up. Keep going.
It's
but I'm
difficult
loving
for
this.
Us.
That's why it's hard for me to be quiet.
I love it. And I'm going to add one more thing to your discussion points, right? Think about the message when you call these people, right? You can now say, hey, you know, we all get to that stage in life where kids have moved on and it's time for us to get something better, right? It's a much better approach than, hey, are you looking to sell, right? And so just think about what you would tell someone if you were in front of them talking to them, put it on paper, get it out to them. It's really that simple.
Right.
All right. So let's do another one that's real popular. I have a buyer, but there are no listings. And this is one we get a lot of requests.
Wow, that's real life in 2023.
That's real
100%.
Life.
Yeah. And also, but it also works for your farm. So let's talk about, you know, if you work a market area or even if you're looking to go into a new neighborhood because you just need a bigger target to get more listings. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to our map search here, and it's automatically gone down to my zip code. So I'm going to zoom out a little bit. So the first concept is I have a buyer, has to be in this neighborhood, and there's nothing for sale. And I need to find them a house right before they get too discouraged. So what I can do here is we have the polygon search. I'm sure everyone knows this. It's in your MLS. I'm going to draw an area around the neighborhood this homeowner needs to buy in. And then I'm going to add that in. So right now there are 768 homes in the neighborhood, but my buyer has more specific criteria. They're a first time buyer. So what we're going to need to do is they want to get a 3 or 4 bedroom house. They're going to need a minimum of 2 baths. So we'll add that in. And maybe, you know, living space, right? They don't want anything over 1,800 square feet to keep the cost down. So I'm going to add that in as well. So we've taken that list from 768 down to 42 matches. But before I start approaching those homeowners, can that homeowner actually move? Are they in the position to do it? So now I'm going to go to the mortgage, select other, and I want to target people with a 40% or more equity position in their house. So now I bring that list from 768 to 26. And then I can even add phone numbers on top of that. So this is an example. If you need to go out and turn a buyer into a listing and buyer transaction, and hopefully another buyer when you help the other person move, it's a great way to compound your business, right? It's just not finding a buyer home. You may get a listing out of it. And this list, it'll shock you, will cost you $3.12.
Wow.
This is powerful. Just imagine that even what your message would be. Look, I am looking for, my buyer wants to buy in this neighborhood. I am only talking to 26 homeowners. If you are even thinking.
Yeah. I've actually done this search. I've actually mailed this letter.
Yeah.
And got responses back.
Yeah.
And so it's not even an imagining thing for me. I've sold a condo because of this. I think there was 51 homes in the neighborhood that I mailed to.
Okay.
And I got 3 responses back.
Okay.
I listed and sold one of them.
Okay.
Just because of this. And so I know there's somebody who's listening and watching going, 42 homes? Are you kidding me? Don't waste my time. Seriously, are you kidding me? That is gold. You know, the I have a buyer letter is brilliant for prospecting when you've got a buyer and you can't find the property.
right? Well, or just even the one-on-one phone calls, but right there in that neighborhood, 26 homeowners that are prime targets to move, and in that neighborhood, and $3.12. I mean, don't buy Starbucks that day. Give this a try.
You'd only have to not buy Starbucks for like a half a day.
Right. That's
true. Yeah. There you go. Well, and I think about your savings, right? As an agent, right? It's expensive to market. And do I want to send out 768 flyers at $3 a pop? Or do I want to send a targeted message or call or door knock 26 people? That saves time and money.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing that kind of goes unsaid.
Wow. My my creative mind is starting to go. What other types of information do you have on those homeowners, like on those 26? Do you have social media information on them? I don't, and I apologize. I'm just asking the real questions.
Yeah, no, I wish we did. There's laws in some states that forbid us from selling email addresses. I would love it if we could. But again, the source of this data is really coming out of county tax and deed information and the mortgages. But we overlay it with other things. We do buy phone numbers and they're put in. We also overlay demographics, right? If you want to look for people at a certain income level, if you want to know, are there the presence of children or occupation, right? If I am an agent that primarily works with Spanish speaking homeowners, you can specify that as well. So it's really endless in the things you can do, even distressed properties. Yeah, I want to target those people who are on hard times because I can help them through that. So the list you can generate is enormous, right? And it's very specific. And every agent, you know, a lot of agents have a specific, you know, a specialty that they work with, a certain type of seller. This product will help you find those sellers.
I love that. All right, keep on going.
All right. So a couple other things. Let me clear this real quick. Let's go ahead. And so you can search by a number of different ways. So zip code, city, polygon search, many different ways. But I'll run through a couple of other searches here that we're getting asked about, or we're seeing agents generating right now on this tool. So I'll go ahead and pull up my zip code again. The other big one right now is approaching absentee owners, right? There's a lot of investors out there that may have bought an investment property over the last couple of years. There, the rates on those homes may be going up, especially if it's a variable loan that they're having to pay. Rents are softening a little bit, you know, and I've read a number of articles saying that that's really a good source for listing inventory, absentee owners or investors who want to dump that property and realize their gains. So this makes it really, really easy for you. So back to the list search here. On my zip code, I click on absentee owner. I can also do out of state, but I'll just do absentee because it will include both. So I can see here from the 23,500 homes, it brings it down to 2,900, right? But again, if you're saying, hey, let's realize your gains, right? Rental market is soft. You can use the same criteria. Are you looking for homes that are 3-bed, 2-bath? Because there's a lot of younger people coming in and buying homes for the first time, and that's what you need. Do you want to make sure, does this investor have a loan or how much equity they have? How many loans they have? You can search on all of that as well. Is the lender distressed? Are they behind on their payments? A lot of different things you can do depending on the search criteria and the target you want to go after.
All right, so to geek out a little bit, let's go ahead. You have it down to out-of-state owners, 2,900. Let's do the distressed.
All right.
Let's see. And it's a particular neighborhood somebody wants to move into.
Oh, you want to do that one.
A distressed person would be a great, a distressed homeowner would be a great.
So I'll do zip code on this. I'm not sure how many distressed homes I have in my neighborhood. I'm not that weird.
Gotcha.
So let's do zip code, but you can do the polygon search, of course.
Yeah.
So let's do this, and then let's go to instant search, and let's click on distressed pre-foreclosure. So here, out of the 23,500 homes, there's only 17.
Right. because and we talk about that a lot.
And that's not surprising.
It's not, but distressed properties are low. But
is that a good list?
But if you have somebody that's needing to move into a neighborhood and they're distressed, that's you're helping two people.
Or if you're looking for listings and you know how to work with distressed properties,
right?
This is a good list.
That's a great list.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And of that, I write there's 20 notice of defaults, 2 notice of sales. It'll tell you the different levels of foreclosure that they're going to be in. So you can even pull just, you know, you can eliminate one if you don't want it.
Right. Right.
So really, really easy. And same thing with negative equity. People are a little upside down. They need to get out of the situation. It's pretty much the same search.
Okay. So I have a question for you that one of your instant lists is cash buyers.
Yep.
What is that list?
So what we do for the zip code, again, 23,500 homes. So then it's going to break it down by different property types, condos, PUDs, single family, and all the plexes. So here we can see of this list, right, there's 15,000, right, single family residents. Then what it's going to do is, okay, we're looking for any sale record dates within the last, what this is going about 6 months, right? Sale recording, meaning that I believe this is where the deed has been resolved, right? There's no more deed, there's no more lien against the property. Then it will show you the sale type, right? Is it a full sale, meaning they own the house outright, it's not a partial sale where they own a percentage of the house or undisclosed, but this is the big one. No mortgage, 6,525. So for this one, where we're looking for all cash buyers, as you filter through this criteria, it actually brings it down to only 27.
Okay. Powerful. Can you talk for a minute about, well, first off, do you have more? I have two little questions for you about targeting sellers, but what else do you want to show while you're in here or talk through?
Yeah, the one thing on this search I just did, I took off any sales in the past 6 months and just I want all cash buyers. The number's a little bit better, 2,400. So, but I think, you know, I can do a lot of searches, but I think what I really want to impress everyone is all the options you can do. And I think is with a tool like this, think about the types of owners you really want to connect with or in a good position to do something, can do something. Given their life stage, given, you know, their financial health, whatever it's going to be. But being able to target and being able to do it in a very controlled, targeted way, approached way, is really going to benefit you and save you money at the end of the day. And have higher success because you know who the audience is. You know your customer. Right. And that's really the power of it.
Right. Okay, so if you could... go pick a neighborhood maybe that's only got, you know, 200, if you can go do the polygon real quick around a neighborhood with 200 to 300 homes or, you know, something around that size, right? And I want to talk for a minute. Rich, you and I, we've done some podcast sessions on something that we call neighborhood reports.
Yes, we have.
Unsolicited CMAs.
Yeah.
And we often will, we've had great success working with agents who have told us they've taken that and they've applied it to their own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So the neighborhood they live in, their neighbors, they know the neighborhood. They want to, you know, and how upset does a real estate agent get if a home across the street has another realtor's
name? Oh, it's catastrophic.
On it. Yeah,
it's horrible.
So we always recommend doing these neighborhood reports. And all you're doing in a neighborhood report is you're saying, you know, hey, as a service to you, I want to provide some information and tell you what's going on in our neighborhood. Right in the last 6 months, only 6 homes have sold. Right now, there is only 1 for sale. It's already under contract, meaning that there are no other homes for sale that are even available if someone wanted to purchase. Homes have sold between this price and this price. You know, and if you have equity in your home, you know, and you want to consider moving, you know, like, you know, I'm here to help, right? Mm-hmm. So we've talked about that before.
We have.
So I wanted to dig into that about how, you could, oftentimes when we talk about that, agents say, but how do I get the people in my own neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get the people in the neighborhood across the street? This is a perfect way to do
this,
it.
This is it.
And so
this, Scott, and this is a no-brainer.
It is. So yeah. Scott just pulled up real quick. He used the polygon,
yep.
Which again, he's using where you're picking streets and you're kind of going around a neighborhood and putting points, and it creates a polygon of some sort of a neighborhood. And it came up with 294 homeowners in that area. And sometimes people say, 294, how long will it take me to do those neighborhood reports? And you and I have talked about it. Two a day would take you 150 days. So a third of the way through the year. But you farm your neighborhood for listings. I don't care if it takes you 6 months, right?
Even isn't still, it though, Todd, it's not like you're doing 294 completely unique market analysis. Yes, you're right. Personalizing it for them, but right. The data's the same. It's yeah. The same neighborhood.
It is.
Yeah.
So theoretically, you could do 10 a day.
Which, oh man, you got me back to 10 a day, didn't you?
I got me back to 10 a day.
I see how you did that.
So that would be 30 days.
Scott, we have this ongoing argument about the capacity of what a real estate agent will actually do each day. So that's where that's coming from.
And I try to get them to do 10 a day. And 10 a day, that would be, you know.
Well, that'd be 300 a month.
300 a month.
Or if you're just working 20 days a month, then it's 200. So it's going to take you a month and a half to do this. That's yeah. Realistic. That's doable.
But if you
Isn't
did
it?
If you did
Seems
the three,
like it's
if you did the 300 a month and you did that 3 months in a row, that's 900 people. And
oh, my gosh, you're back to the 900 again.
I am. 10. 10 people. That's 10 listings, right? Right. 9 listings. Right.
Well, that was about 15 podcasts ago.
I know it is. Sorry. But anyway, back to Scott and to SiteX Pro. 294 people. What will that list cost us? $23.52.
What? Really? Wow.
$20.
Three Starbucks.
$25. Exactly. Yep. Four Starbucks, three Starbucks, whatever. So anyway, I love that. Scott, I know too that you and I have had some conversations about how some old school tactics are coming back. Door knocking.
Yeah.
Walking your neighborhood, walking different neighborhoods, door knocking. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you would use this to help you with a tactic like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's work off this 294 list, right? These people, because this is my neighborhood, I'm going to door knock, right? Propose the reports that you're talking about. If you want to add in a couple of things so you know a little bit about them before you knock on the door, you can add this. We have lots of fields. So if you want to know, do they have a mortgage? If you want to add in what their equity is, you want to add in the age, all those criteria we've been showing with you, you can add that into the search. A couple of them will bump up the price because they're premium filters. But before you knock on a door, you'll check your spreadsheet. Oh, they're 60 years old, no kids, 90% equity. I know what I'm going to say before I knock on that door. That's exactly the approach you should take.
Love that. What else, Rich? Anything else coming to mind for winning listings?
There's just so many ways that you can use this. And I mean, we're always asking for the data. You know, where do we get the data? Agents are always asking us, well, where do I get a clean list?
Right.
And this is it. It's this is one piece. It's one tool that you put into your toolkit to do what we do. And like I said early on, this is one that you can really drill down. You can, right. You can nerd out on this.
Yeah.
I think that I love this, and for people who want to drill down and get rich in a niche, this is the way to do it. Or if you want to shotgun it, you have the ability to do that too, quick
Expand
and easy.
Expand the polygon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, real quick, add mobile phone numbers into this one. I just want to see. And here's my thinking on that one. We have an amazing app called the HomeSmart Client app. Uh-huh. And as a service to your neighbors, mobile phone number and texting them, here is my app, you know, as a service. So you kind of warm up, have the texting, the conversation, hey, I'm your neighbor, I live down the street, or go meet them, or maybe some of them you're already sharing phone numbers because you're sharing babysitters and whatever. Hey, by the
Yeah.
way, I want to send you my app. But
Or
you
you're
can.
walking the neighborhood with the baby and the dog in the evening.
Yeah.
Of course,
Yeah.
in Arizona, in August, you have to do that late at
Well,
night, otherwise you'll spontaneously combust.
we'll wait till September or October for that. Yeah. But total count, it got to 50 names right there with the mobile phone numbers, but still 50 out of 300. That's a
That's a
great
great start.
start. All right.
That's 50 more than you had a minute ago.
I love that.
Exactly.
But just maybe, Scott, go back to your screen. Describe the screen for those that are listening that can't see the visual, the head things. It says CyDex Pro, build your lists. And then you've got geography, map, property, mortgage, demographics, distressed, other, which comes up a whole list. And then you've got instant lists. And all those instant lists are the one that Scott was kind of
So instant
describing.
lists, Scott, are those templates that are pre-built with different search criteria. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. All you have to do is put either the polygon you want to search in, or a zip code, or a city, or a neighborhood name, and then click the instant search. It creates the list for you.
If I wanted to change a search criteria from an instant list, is that a possibility? I remember that on empty nesters, it defaulted to 55 years of age. Could one change that to 50 or change it to 62 or whatever they wanted to do?
Very, very simple. So here I do empty nesters. If I want to pick a different age, I remove the 55, then go back up with demographics. Oh,
Super
it just
simple.
redid.
Okay.
And super simply, just picked,
Yeah.
I have to put in my area
Okay.
again. But yeah, very, very simple to do.
Cool.
And a lot of them, they may do that with equity. I think our default is 30% equity. Some agents want 40 or 50% equity. So you can absolutely edit these.
Love that. Okay, a couple other quick things to just clarify for everyone. These do then download in an Excel file,
Yep,
or are
or
they
PDF.
a CSV file or an Excel file?
It, both CSV, Excel, or PDF. It's your choice.
So with CSV though, those can easily be imported, so downloaded and then imported into other tools if you're using other marketing tools or
Your
CRMs or
CRMs,
databases, right?
yeah.
Address labels, you could do anything. Mail merge, if you're going to send out a letter, absolutely.
Okay. Another thing you've got on the screen right there, you've got under where it says search criteria, you've got name your list. So can you name and save these different lists? Is that how this works? Or you
It,
just name them and then when they download, you have the different saved lists. How does it work?
no, yeah. So what it is, you can save this list, and then you can come back to save list. Let's say it's 2 months later, and rather than buying the same list again, you just want to buy the add moves and changes. You can run the
Oh.
list again and only buy for the changes only. Great way to save money, but keep your list fresh without having to buy the same list each time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, very, very friendly.
All right. Well, then let's move on. Let's start talking about buyers. I know you talked about, targeting neighborhoods where a buyer's trying to buy and nothing else is available. Are there any other specific ones or ideas that come to mind for working with buyers?
Yeah, and I should have mentioned it. So regarding the absentee owner list, right? First, I'm going to hit the investors, right? Those who own a house and they're renting it out. I'm going to take that same list and send it out to the current residents. Are you ready to buy a house? Are you ready to stop renting? So that's an example where you can run the same list and use it two different ways.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. Or also with the polygon, you can search on apartment complexes and get you'll get a list of the addresses, not necessarily the owner's names, but you'll get the addresses and unit numbers, and you can apply the same concept to the current resident.
Perfect.
That's easy enough. You can send a postcard or a letter to our neighbors at with the address. So,
Are there any other things for targeting investors that come to mind?
No, I think what we're hearing a lot from agents across the country that are using this is you know, those investors, you know, wanting to get out. So they're trying to target those with a lot of equity, or even some with a little bit of equity. Maybe they're on a variable mortgage, it's their loan. And with rising interest rates, because they bought it 4 years ago, it's becoming very, very painful. So you can use all those filters to really get down to the number or the people who you think have the biggest motivation to move.
I love that. So how about some stories? Do you have any agent stories that come to mind that you haven't already talked about?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot every day. So we got, you know, the agents, you know, a lot of agents like, you know, I got a list from my title rep, let's say, which is a great resource to use, but it's the whole neighborhood of 1,000 people, right? And what they like with this approach and what we've seen success in is being able to create that message that's specific to the group of people you're going after. And the success stories we're hearing is that new message. If you're an empty nester and you need to get a manageable house, or you're distressed, you need help with your home, or I have a buyer, you have a house, you know, let's talk. But it's specific to the house that your buyer wants. Those are powerful messages. You know, I get calls, I've gotten personally emails and letters from agents, hey, I have a buyer, I'll get on the phone, and they say, oh, no, they don't want a four bedroom, they wanted a three. And it's like, okay, you got my hopes up, and now they're dashed, you know? So I think the success stories we're hearing is because of the targeted list, I'm able to have a higher percentage of interaction and a much better conversation as I approach these homeowners with their options or talking about what is it you want to do and how can I help you with that.
That's great. So if our audience is interested right now, they are excited about this and they're wanting to go, okay, dig in, let's get started. What should they do? What should their first course of action be today?
So first course of action, I think we're going to share with you a link to our landing page. On that landing page, you're going to be able to contact or just fill out the form. You will get to one of our salespeople. They'll walk you through a demo. They'll actually ask you, what kind of search do you need? Let's do it together. And okay. And then after that demo, you'll sign up for a free account. Won't cost you a dime until you're ready to buy something. So you can go in and play around. And then you just put in your credit card when you're ready to buy a specific list. Very, very simple.
So those who are listening and not watching this, we have a URL that is about a mile and a half long up on the screen. It's https://engage.blackknightinc.com/ SiteXPro-LP. So that's a long one. Go to YouTube, fast forward. You'll find it here. Actually, it'll be in the link down below as well. So go there and sign up and do a demo. It's free and then sign up. That's free too.
Go to that landing page check it out. And then what we're going to do is we're going to try to put the links in down below as well.
Yep.
But you have such a great podcast voice. Read it one more time. HTTPS. Go on, give it a go.
After the HTTPS. Is /engage.blackknightinc.com/SiteXPro-LP. And site is SITE, not
right.
Like seeing site.
Right. Now, Scott, you sent a Vimeo to me the other day as well. Is this link still good?
It is. So this video will show you some of the searches I showed today and a couple of other ones. But it's a 3-minute video, really an overview of what we did today, especially if you're only listening and you want to see it work on screen. This is the video to look at, but then schedule your demo.
And Todd's looking at me. For those of you who are not on YouTube, the link is https://Vimeo, that's V-I-M, like mother, EO.com/83626096 8. And Scott, we're going to introduce you to Bitly, which will give you short URLs.
No, I've been meaning to talk to our marketing department. I apologize for that.
That's great. But, you know, the reason why we're giving you these long URLs is these two links have been set up for you to really follow up on today's podcast. So go to that landing page before. Go to this Vimeo link. Watch the Vimeo.
Yeah, check it out, because you're going to get everything you get in this podcast in about 3 minutes or less.
Exactly.
Exactly. It won't be nearly as fun. However, you get all the information and you'll know what to do next.
And if any of you, for some reason, you need to speak to someone on a phone, I'm going to give you a phone number here, 949-577-3846.
I noticed you took the easy one.
I did. See, I don't have the sexy podcast voice you do. So I hate my own voice, but we talk about that on the video podcast. But anyway, so there you have it.
And who's going to answer that phone?
That will be me. That's my mobile phone. So I'm West Coast. So East Coasters, let me sleep in at least till 7.
There we go.
So, you know, today's podcast episode titled Target the Right Homeowner Wherever They Are with SiteX Pro from Black Knight Financial Services. Scott Mullen, our special guest today. Scott, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
Great stuff, Scott. Thank you.
For all Absolutely. Of you listening, I think we've shown you many tactics today, ways that you can go generate listings and help your buyers.
Yeah.
And very timely right now with our market in 2023.
Yep, got to do things different. We got to work smart. And so to piggyback on my first comment, it was saying, who this podcast may not be for. All right. What I was intending to say is, if you're looking for the super easy solution, okay, there's other ways to do this. You have to think. This podcast and this product will make you think about who you want to go after. Who's your ideal client? And so that's really where I was coming from. Yep. You're going to have to put some effort into this and actually consider who you might want to target. Yep. Narrow your focus a bit and be a sniper.
Yep, well said. I like it. So, Mr. Mullen, any other closing thoughts here?
Nope. Call us if you need any help. We're here to help you. We got people waiting for you. And, you know, we want to help you find the list that works for you and help you save some money. My marketing is expensive, so become a sniper.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
all
Scott.
Right. Well, thank you, Scott. Great to see you again. For all of you listening, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Real Estate Podcast. We hope we see you back on future episodes. And
we'll see you next time.
I thought you were going to ask for the thumbs up.
I am asking for the thumbs up.
Thumbs up down below.
I am asking for the thumbs up. If you made it this far, you have endured this entire podcast, and we thank you for that. And we're going to ask a favor of you. Since you made it this far, please give us a thumbs up. Scott will appreciate it. Todd will appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, me and my fragile ego will appreciate it. So we just appreciate all of your support anyway. So
we do.
Thank you all.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in.
And share it with your other realtor friends or the other HomeSmart agents or any agent in the industry. Let them know. The whole purpose of doing this podcast is to help you all grow your business and to share ideas and tactics.
Yep.
And so hopefully we did that for all of you today. Scott Mullen, SiteX Pro, Black Knight Financial Services, thank you for being here with us. We'll see you all back on future episodes. See you around.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.